podcast. Today marks 10 years that I've been in Taiwan. I'm not contiguously, I would leave and come back. It was 10 years ago, February 4. I left America February 5th and arrived on the 4th. Because, you know, the internet. Well, because... No. It was the 4th. No, it was 5. It wasn't back in time. Was it back in time or forward in time, George? I don't remember. It was weird. No. It wouldn't be back in time. I know that it was a flip thing, but it was like... It was tomorrow. February 4th. 10 years ago today, I came to Taiwan. I do believe that when I arrived in Taiwan, it was tomorrow. And in America, it was still yesterday. Because I'm Asia of the future. Why would I say that? Okay. No, this is live, and I'm not going to go back and record it again. Because I do these podcasts live. In their streaming. Okay. But I'm real. You know, I'm doing them. Anyhow, but it was February 4th, and here I am. Today is the Lunar New Year. They call it the Chinese New Year. It's the Lunar New Year. 10 years. 10 years ago, I came to Asia, celebrating it on the new Lunar New Year. I've got something to say about DACA. In fact, you know what? You know what? I'm going to get to DACA tomorrow because that's the Taiwan special. And that's because I've got stuff to say about that. But I am going to do a short little 5-minute YouTube thing. I'm going to finish this up and wrap this up. And I'm going to go out and do stuff and enjoy my Lunar New Year. They celebrate the Lunar New Year more than Americans celebrate. Well, actually, no. Americans celebrate Christmas more than anybody celebrates anything. It's even though it's not Jesus' birthday, but I won't get lost in all. I do, after 10 years in Asia, I do have stuff to say about DACA. And, I mean, it's going to be unusual as always. I'll warm you up for it. I've got a DACA idea. There is an issue here. But I've got a DACA idea that I think Democrats would probably reject because it makes sense. Democrat politicians tend to be idiots. The Democrat voters, Democrat voters want to do good things, but Democrat politicians, I mean, lots of promises, constant failure. The economy falls apart when they're in charge. You know, the reason Republicans never do anything good is because they're afraid to do anything. Or, you know, Republicans are not opposed to doing good things. They're opposed to doing. All right. Okay. So that's enough about that. I'm going to get into DACA in the Taiwan special later on. This is a big deal for me. 10 years in Asia. Today, I finally got 772,703 words in print on Amazon.com. And I've got another 266 some thousand words ready to go and on the way. I've got over, they're published, they're just not in print. I've got over a million, I have a million words. I've been in Asia 10 years, and I have written a million words in that 10 years and self-published it, and that's not easy. So today, I redid a bunch of the videos. The point, since 2014, the point, it's available in print. Yes. I mean, the column is still there. It's still online. I'm not going to do a digital ebook. They can go read it online. You want to read it on your device? Subscribe to the RSS. I'll tell you what. I'll put it in an ebook format when I can afford to pay someone to do it because I'm busy with other projects that I get to. So go. You want to read it online? You want to read it on your device, your handheld, whatever? Go to the web. Read it free, man. Podcasts, YouTube, now in print. A big, beautiful 8.5 by 8.5 square book, 16, 15-point font. Big, beautiful, one per page. I'm really, they're like $10 a piece. It's one per year. Going back to 2014, this has been exhausting. I also got the Pacific Daily Times Symphony editorials in print. Those are about $12 a piece. The very first year where things were kind of getting together, that one's only $9 because it's like 100 pages about, give or take, shorter than the others. And so the printing costs and the profits and all that stuff are about the same. I typically make about $3 a book. And then also, another thing I'm happy with, I got a kink worked out. I translated the Book of Revelation a while back, and I was having technical stuff with LibreOffice, getting it into a proper PDF format. No, I use open source stuff because it's able to work with the things that I want it to. I contacted LibreOffice, I told them about the problem I was having, and it's fixed. I think that it's going to work. 10,000 word translation of the Book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible. I did my own translation of it because I how to study Revelation best is probably not to have someone tell you what it means, but just to have a really good way of reading it. So I think that some of the eBooks are free, if not all of them. And let's see, it's available in print, and now you can get $25, 100,000 words on why I translated it that way. And some of it's about Greek, like you don't have to read Greek in order to understand it, but it explains the idea of the words. But a lot of it's also more about English, because I do word for word and cliche for cliche at the same time. Like it was word for word and phrase for phrase. Typically people think in Bible translating that you're going to do word for word or phrase for phrase. Or idea for idea, something like that. I did all of it. I would sit there and say, well, what's a word for... I mean, it's never going to be perfect. Never. But the goal is to get close. I would sit there and say, what's a word for word idea that has the same idea and is word for word? And I'd sit there and think about what's a cliche that works. And it's amazing if you sit and think about it, how many things we say in English all the time that just aren't in Bibleese. I mean, there's this Bible language translation version of English culture thing that takes over a lot of the Bible translator groups. Well, I just think outside the box for a minute, and I'm like, well, actually, we say it just that way all the time. We just use a word the translators forgot is in English. So that was how I did. If I could, I'd do syllable per syllable. If it rhymed in Greek, I'd try to make it rhyme in English. I would, if I couldn't get the word count exactly the same, then I might have tried to do syllable per syllable. Like, okay, I can't get the words right, but how many syllables are there? Okay, we got a few more words in English, but those are smaller words. Like, that's what I did. And I talk about that in 100,000 words. One of my buddies, Jesse, you're telling me it's a 10,000 word translation, and you wrote 100,000 words on why you did it that way? Of course. So I might have the formatting. It may be able to work. It was a technical glitch as to why that book wasn't available. So the point, the Symphony editorials, and now the Revelation notes are available in print at Amazon. I'm so happy, so excited. So soon, I've already made the videos. They're going to be showing up. I'm going to be redoing the welcome video. I did this weird, weird video on jessesteele.com to introduce myself, and I'm kind of ashamed. I'm going to pull it down sometime, so catch this while you can, because not really ashamed. It's just trying to explain yourself when you wear so many hats without sounding weird, you know? Yeah. So I think I went back and did a halfway okay, method of it. Fun and crazy and amazing and good, excellent stuff coming. It's been a wild week, and happy Lunar New Year to those of you who, do that.